And a good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92 with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from ImmuNutrition, IMU Nutrition here in Madison, and also working up on the hill.
That's right.
Madison Healthcare Services now, right, Amber?
That's right.
How often are you up there?
I'm up there 4 days a week now, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 1. So if your insurance covers a dietitian, or if you get seen through your primary care provider or a number of other things, you can always go through them and get scheduled.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to talk about hitting the sauce.
Well, we're going to talk about sauce.
Oh, sauces. That's that kind of sauce. Okay.
Got yeah, it's
like
sauce.
Spaghetti sauce and stuff, sauce like that.
You got it. It's sauce month.
Well, okay.
I didn't have applesauce on my agenda. I guess that's one I missed. But
this is sauce month?
By all means. It's sauce month.
I didn't know that.
Who doesn't love a good sauce, right?
That's right.
They can add a lot to a meal. Yeah. So we are going to celebrate
all
it.
All right.
You might actually see some restaurants that celebrate sauce month by having new sauces or different sauces or dipping sauces that you get with different things that you have. A lot of us have plenty of sauces in our fridge, our barbecue sauce, and certainly ketchup and mayo and mustard all fit into this category too. Hot sauce, maybe not a favorite among our Scandinavian listeners. Cocktail sauce, tartar sauce, fish sauce, soy sauce, marinara sauce. I mean, we have so many different sauces that we use on a day-to-day basis. And they really can add loads of flavor to a meal or completely change something up. By putting a different sauce on chicken or beef or a pork chop, we now have a completely different flavor profile and it feels like a different meal without having to do a whole lot of extra work. So I thought we could talk a little bit about ways that we can make sauces a little bit more nourishing and things to look for if you're buying sauces at the grocery store.
All right. Never really thought about sauce before, but this is the day.
Today is the day. What's your favorite sauce? You think about that one for a minute.
I like barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce is good.
And applesauce.
And you know, those are two good examples because when we buy those two things from the grocery store, they tend to come with a fair amount of added sugar. We can get them unsweetened and we can make them at home. Both of those are relatively easy to make at home. Applesauce, I mean, it's really just
squish up some apples.
Apples, yeah. Cook some apples, throw them in the crock pot. It's pretty easy. But with all of these, the things that we buy at the grocery store can be wonderfully nourishing, but they can also come with a lot of added sugar, a lot of preservatives, a lot of even artificial colors and things like that that go into our sauces. So while I'm certainly not here to tell everybody to make their own ketchup today,
That's probably not going to happen.
Because it's not going to happen. There are some sauces that are relatively easy to make at home. And I think that we can chat about maybe some sauces that people might enjoy making at home. Out here, I know a lot of people can. They grow tomatoes and they can their own salsas and tomato sauces and things like that. Wonderful. That certainly counts into sauce month. We'll talk about some alternatives to that, though. Now, anytime I talk about making things at home or creating new things, people wonder what extra equipment they're going to have to get. Now, certainly some of the sauces I'm going to talk about today, it would be really helpful to have a blender, a regular blender, or an immersion blender, or a mortar and pestle. But there are so many sauces that we can make with just a bowl and a whisk or a bowl and a fork. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. I worked with somebody once who was continuing to not try. She really loved stir fry and she wanted to make stir fry. She doesn't live anywhere out here in the listening area. This is when I was in the cities. And every time we would meet, she hadn't done it because she hadn't bought a wok yet. You don't need a wok to make stir fry. I make it multiple times a month and I don't own a wok. So we don't have to have fancy things to eat well. We don't need to buy anything new to make sauces at home. Think about what you can do with just what you already have available and on hand. So let's talk about a few different sauce options that you can do. Have you ever had chimichurri sauce?
Have I had what kind of sauce?
Chimichurri.
Chimichurri?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's fun to say though, right?
It is. Chimichurri.
Chimichurri. Yeah. So this could be a fun one for people to try at home. And this is something, a chimichurri sauce is pretty versatile. You can put it on a baked potato, on a salad, on veggies, on grains. You can find loads of recipes for it online. But basically what it is oil. Usually these recipes are going to call for like extra virgin olive oil. You can certainly swap that out with a different kind of oil if you want to. I don't usually recommend like vegetable oil or canola oil for a salad dressing, but you could do something like avocado oil or flax oil or walnut oil or any of those would make really great additions to these too. But olive oil, white wine vinegar, garlic, salt, oregano, red pepper flakes, paprika, parsley. This calls for fresh parsley to make the best one. But outside of that, these are ingredients that a lot of people probably already have in their home. So if you're looking for something to mix up rice the next time you make it, or if you want to make farro, I know there's a local farm out here that's growing farro. You can do that too. Let's talk about pasta sauces.
All right. I'm waiting.
Everyone likes pasta, right?
Everybody does.
Who doesn't like pasta?
I can't think. I've never met anybody who didn't like pasta.
That's right. No. So the thing is, the sauces that we put on there often don't come with a whole lot of nutrition. So one thing that people frequently ask me about is how to get more greens into their diet.
I've asked you that many times.
Have you?
Don't you remember?
No. I don't think I've ever heard you ask me how to get more spinach or kale into your day, but here's an option for you.
Sure I am.
So a greens pasta sauce, spinach, olive oil, garlic, basil, Parmesan cheese, lemon juice, salt. And then this one that I've used before has pistachios in it. This recipe and a couple of the other ones I've mentioned before. It's a veggworldafterall.com free website. Has so many great recipes and some of these sauces come from there. But if you look online, just type in green pasta sauce, look for one with a whole bunch of fresh herbs and things like pistachios, Parmesan cheese, all of that. You'll find some really good options. Beets. Are you a beet fan?
I like beets.
Yeah. Beets are loaded with nutrition. They're a prebiotic. So
it's a dark vegetable, so it's really good for you.
You're right. Yeah. You're listening. The richer the color of a fruit and vegetable, that's generally right. Speaking, the more nutrition it's going to bring with it.
I knew that because you've said that before.
I say it all the time.
That's right.
And beets are one of those things. Some people love them. Some people hate them. But beet pasta sauce is a great way to get in that prebiotic benefit, that gut health, that anti-inflammatory benefit. And this one is from the website I just mentioned. But extra virgin olive oil, onion, garlic, beets, two kinds of cheese. This one calls for ricotta and goat cheese. I've just used whatever I have on hand. Lemon juice, salt, and pepper. And you put it together, and now you've got a veggie without having to just have a pile of vegetables on the side. So a beet pasta sauce, even if you're just making a marinara sauce, throw some extra vegetables into it. Things like more basil or parsley, garlic, but onions and carrots, celery, bell peppers, zucchini, cauliflower. Any veggies that you've got lying around can get blended up into a tomato sauce, and it's going to get covered up by the flavor of the tomatoes and the basil and the garlic. So that can be a really simple thing. Even if you have a jar of sauce that you bought from the store, toss it in the blender with some of these extra veggies and just bump that nutrition up a little bit. Or roasted red pepper sauce. Do you like bell peppers?
Peppers are okay. So yeah. I keep enjoying them over and over throughout the day. That's my biggest problem with peppers.
You're not alone in that. Sometimes when they're cooked, they are a little bit more tolerable for people who have that reaction. And this is using roasted red peppers, olive oil, onion, garlic, heavy cream, basil, red wine vinegar, salt, pepper. You can do the same thing with a yogurt sauce if you want something that's going to be kind of cooling on a sandwich or a wrap or a salad. Usually just combining that Greek yogurt with lemon juice, some herbs, garlic, a little red pepper flakes if you want a little bit more of a kick. And then my favorite is making stir-fry sauces. Like I mentioned, we do stir-fry all the time at our house. Part of it's because my mom, makes stir-fry.
She likes to make it. She's big on stir-fry.
She is big on stir-fry. It was one of my favorite things growing up. So using kind of that soy ginger sauce, a peanut sauce, anything like that. And then I just wanted to mention one last one, rhubarb sauce for
good.
Ice cream.
That's good stuff.
So as rhubarb starts coming in here in the spring, a little rhubarb, maple syrup, lemon zest, you've got a great sauce to put on your ice cream, add a little nutrition.
I was just looking here, cruising the web as I do when you're chatting.
I love that.
And How do you observe National Sauce Month? Well, it's, here's a list of America's favorite sauces. What do you suppose is on number one?
Marinara.
Ketchup.
Oh, ketchup. That's fair.
What do you suppose number two?
Marinara.
Mustard. Oh. Followed by barbecue sauce, mayonnaise, aioli, tartar sauce, remoulade. Okay. Never heard of it. Tomato sauce, hollandaise sauce, chocolate sauce. Oh, I like chocolate.
Chocolate sauce is a good one.
And Alabama white sauce.
I'm a sucker for hollandaise. I love Eggs Benedict. So.
Okay. And they say, don't get saucy with us. We haven't been able to identify the founder of National Sauce Month. So. But it exists.
It does. It and does. Who cares so, who, yeah. who started it, right? Who cares? Like
just,
I said, everyone loves a good sauce.
It's a good month. Fun
That's
month.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, if anybody's interested in more on sauce or anything else, Amber, how could they get a hold of you?
Yep. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com, on Facebook at imunutrition, or call here to the radio station, and you guys always know where to find me.
Or make an appointment up on the hill.
You got
Madison
it.
Madison Healthcare Services.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Amber.
Thank you.
Amber Boyens, nutritionist, dietitian, with us here on another Taco Tuesday on Q92.